The following program contains strong language, left-wing political comment, an offensive line.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Alles einsteigen, bitte! Türen schließen! Das Blumenpflücken für der Fahrt ist verboten!
State of war will exist soon. This country is at war.
I, your leader, will see you safely through to a better world! And now, a walk in the Black Forest.
Good evening and welcome to A Walk in the Black Forest, 2RRR 88.5 FM. This is episode 3.5, otherwise known as 301. On tonight's show, Confronting Confrontation, Being Seminal, iPhone Love Fest, Xbox Live, Red Hot Go, Financial Bloodbath, Hey Mr. President, and the Austrian Elections. A Walk in the Black Forest, the only people who listen to Joseph Biden.
There we go. That was the greatest song I have ever heard by
Singly
the Fleiss.
The worst song ever recorded.
A Wall Street Toy. This is Welcome Back Forest, 2RRR 88.5 FM. Available, of course, here on this very fine community radio station, but also available through our website, which is www.walkblackforest.org, where today you will find some interesting embedded YouTube videos.
Yeah, can I just, before we actually kick off this evening's show, send out a warm cheerio to a bunch of young women, students, who quite took a fancy to certain parts of my anatomy. And just want to reassure you girls that there is
truth to the rumor.
The truth to the rumor, and a photograph and a tape measure on its way.
Excellent. Nice.
This was going to start well today.
I'm going to bring it back to the realms of just taking a cheap publicity shot, I can for a
second. Sure. On my material.
No. This is just a cheap publicity shot for something which I've just put up.
Oh,
which is www.smegradio.blogspot.com.
Very cool, dude. I went there, I saw it.
Abe and I are actually archiving many of our old interviews.
Really?
From the last 15 or so years of Smeg Radio.
15? I thought it was 30.
It could be 47.
You weren't on 15.
I think it was 76. But we're like four.
More like nine.
More like nine, actually. But yeah, anyway, so we've started that. So it's smegradio.blogspot.com. The first up there is the interview with the self-proclaimed master of horror, Clive Barker.
Well, he has to proclaim himself that because no one else will.
And there is a...
Was he the brother of Ronnie Barker?
I think he was.
He's the third Ronnie.
He is the third Ronnie.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Anyway, enough of the gratuitous plug fest out of the way. We are back, and we do apologise for those of you who
and
are...
And if people go there, will they be able to listen to them? They're like MP3s?
The MP3s, embedded.
And what's the blogging aspect of it then?
Then there'll be hopefully some comment.
You're going to write about what fun times you and Abe had.
I don't necessarily. I mean, this is. I consider this an audio. I consider
30th of September 2008.
I consider this.
That was a good day 5 years ago.
Exactly right.
2003.
Yep.
I remember came in late. Abe was carrying a Star Wars figure.
Yep.
We chatted on air.
It was a good day.
About
it
nothing.
It was a great day. It was just fantastic.
Then we told each other how much we liked the X-Files, and we took this piss out of
Stargate.
No,
we would never have said that.
Actually, I think we actually we disliked Stargate.
That's
what I just said.
Exactly.
You're not listening to me? Right, I'm going to turn myself off now because that's what I said.
So the blogging aspect of it, if you wish to see me, is the audio blogging. There we go.
Would that be an orlob?
An orlob. That's exactly right. I want to stop talking about that because it's a great site and we want you to go to it. However, I want to talk about Drugs. No, I want to talk about many, many things on tonight's show. This is a jam-packed show.
Yes, there's many stuff. We're just going to fire through this stuff.
And
like
I think,
it's
we, should,
running out
I think we should kick in to a first thing.
Oh, okay.
I know, I'm being technical here. I think we should actually throw ourselves headlong.
You're going straight into a segment.
Into a segment, because we've got so much material that just random talking about nothing will be wasting our precious time.
Thank God.
Exactly. And before we do that...
Yes.
Would you want to give me a hint as to what the hell it is?
Well, I don't know. Should we, I'm just making this up as I go along.
That's the gag.
That's the gag. I'm just making this up as I go along.
We should, before we do that, please...
Yes.
I mean, it's a great goal.
Yeah, I agree.
And
yep.
I think it's a worthy goal.
Yep.
For the program this evening.
Yep.
And if we do follow it,
yep.
I think the show would probably turn out to be a quite good comeback
pacey,
show.
Witty.
Speaking of comeback,
yes,
we should just apologise for
not being here last week.
Last
yes.
week's show.
That's very true.
We did record it.
Yep.
Unfortunately, after we'd removed all the libels and the expletives, there was about 5 minutes left, of which most was the intro and the outro.
And was in French, so we just
exactly.
gave it to the French.
So we just gave it to the yep. French, and if you tuned in a bit earlier this evening, you would have heard that show.
Exactly. It was a beautiful tribute, I think, to the... To
France, to be honest.
Well, I was going to be more specific. I actually
my
think
cock.
Oh, look, good God.
That's a C-O-Q, I'm assuming
yeah,
we're talking.
Yeah,
fair enough. Q-U-E. Q-U-E, yes. But no, I was actually going to say it was more a beautiful tribute, I think, to the gorgeousness, the tenacity, and I think just the sheer political will of Carla Bruni. It was a beautiful 5 minute piece.
Isn't she Italian?
I believe so.
Right.
And she slept with Mick Jagger.
Richard slept with Mick. You know,
you slept with Mick Jagger once.
Yeah, once or twice.
Yeah.
Never again. Well,
hey, didn't put out though.
No, I just slept there. Snoring yes. away
yeah.
in his
oh,
ear.
No, it was beautiful.
I know, just drooling on his drooling. Pillow.
Exactly.
Because it sounds like a metaphor, doesn't it?
It does.
Now, also, the thing that touched me most about our French bit...
Mick Jagger?
No, about our French bit...
I was going to say something. Thank God for you said that. I was going to say something else that probably would have had to be edited out.
Was the line, je suis pourquoi baguette.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, that was a line. I think that's the bit that kind of... kept us going.
I think that would be sort of up
French,
there with our classic, with almost classic woobuff.
Yes,
classic woobuff.
Golden comedy moment.
Anyway,
yes,
as they say in the classics.
Anyway,
not all the classics, Pete. Just
some of them.
No, I was watching Lawrence of Arabia the other day, and they did.
They said anyway.
Yeah, there he was standing up there on the top of a dune.
Yep.
June Tatooine, actually, who's a Star Wars and an X-Files
Which
reference.
Which volume? Yep.
Sorry? Two. Okay. Volume 2. Yep. Volume 3 kind
of
went downhill.
Never really got into any
of it. I had a blue
myself.
Cover. I didn't like it.
Apparently the film was okay, but, you know.
No, the film was awful.
All right.
I have the 3.5 hours director's cut.
Oh, nice.
It's 3.5 hours of bad filming.
Fantastic.
Anyway, back to the truth.
Yes.
Text, something like that.
Now, have we got a... seeing we are going right into this, we're going to kick straight
yes.
in. Keep
I'm being seminal.
You've got something to be seminal
about. I'm being
about.
Seminal okay. as we speak.
Ah, so that was the linking.
Now, it was, you see. Now, the thing is, on this program, generally, we are hard-hitting.
We are.
Fighting the facts.
Yes. Journalistic integrity.
Journalistic integrity. Pulling things from
poo gags.
Poo gags. Pulling things from the universe and disseminating, dissecting,
giving
and
them
regurgitating.
Meaning. And giving them meaning.
Exactly. Yeah. Context.
Context. To nice.
Repeating so gags.
I thought, at this point, I'd talk about myself.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think that's really important. And in the fine tradition of radio,
of course.
I'm going to base this entire section
on
me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
I
good.
Love it.
That's all right. Awesome.
That's right. It won't last long. Like most things in my life.
I was going to say, said the bishop to the actress.
There's an ointment you can get for that.
I believe. Well, I'm sure there was some billboard that used to advertise that's that as well,
it,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Very nice. So to move away
so
from...
So tell us about your childhood.
Well, I was born in 1873. Wait a minute.
Weren't we all?
No, yes. The truth. So anyway, this week,
yes,
I discovered something.
Yep.
What? No.
No, this week.
This week, I discovered something. Yep. You see, my nephew is 18 months old.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And he decided to say his first word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, generally, kids can sometimes say some embarrassing first words. They're swear words or things like...
Yes, I'm working
You
on
know,
it.
The priest touched me. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Things
John
are embarrassing.
Howard.
John Howard. Oh. Really embarrassing things for the parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the embarrassing...
Unless the parent is Richard, in which case he's sitting there going...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool.
Be looking forward to the spelling bee at Richard's kids' yeah. school.
Yes.
Yes. Right. How do you spell? Oh, never mind. So, this week, my nephew, 18 months old, decided to say his first word, and his first word was Abe.
Nice.
Right?
Moment of pride.
Well, possibly. Yeah. So the first,
and the second one was bolt thrower.
Working on it. So I don't think it was really something that the parents were that wrapped in.
No,
but
I can
nonetheless,
imagine.
That was the first word.
Yep.
The second word, which was the day after, was the word dude.
Nice. Nice.
So now,
man, let me guess. You've had this 18-month-year-old child in your care probably for many, many hours, in which case you've just sat there and go, Abe dude.
It's a kind of brainwashing I'm working on. Mm-hmm. So this is what...
Little subliminal tapes in his crib?
Yes, what I do is I put the tapes inside Teddy Ruxpin. Oh, and that's nice. All that the bear says, Abe dude. See? And that. So the thing is, as we speak, the sentences in my sister's household are, you know, chat, and then Ethan... We'll go, Abe. That's it. There's
nice. So, and you know what? That is going to set up that young child for life.
You know,
he doesn't need any more words in his vocabulary to get through any situation in life.
Yeah.
Walks up to the bank and says, "You know, I'd like a lot." The manager says, "What do you want?" Abe, dude.
Exactly. You see?
Get it. I get it.
I've got through most of my life pretty much with the word dude. Somewhere in a sentence at least twice.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
So I think that's pretty impressive.
I think you've done very, very well. I'm quite impressed. And, you know, I one day hope that my 19 children will equally have the same level of literacy. Granted, they're all in their mid-30s.
Except me.
Except you. Mm. Ooh, that's just wrong. Sorry, I'm just getting vague getting what he had last week.
This is
week,
great. I think this is awesome.
4 days of it.
Of course, my little girl is 3.5 months, so we've got a little way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I reckon I'm going to focus on Abe and dude. I reckon that, yeah.
Because you can have a friend, and they can have a conversation.
In fact, it should be part of the national syllabus, I reckon, for young babies.
So if you buy young Ethan...
Yes.
An iPhone?
Yes.
And you buy your young daughter an iPhone?
Mm.
She doesn't already have one?
Yeah.
She does.
They could just have a little conversation. Abe. Dude. Abe.
Yes.
Dude. And that's it. That's going to keep them entertained for hours. Fuck a big packing box. Ding. You don't need that.
What?
You don't want
fuck a big packing box.
You know, I used to play in packing boxes, you know. That's
what's that got to do with it?
You know, it's a great toy.
What do I do in my spare time? It's got nothing to do with you.
Yes, I could just give that explanation, I could just give that some coverage, but I just can't be asked.
A walk in the Black Forest.
Ah yes, this is the Walk Map Price, 2RRR88.5 FM. Now, there has been, how shall we describe, a minor blip? That's the word I'd like to use. A minor blip,
yes.
In the financial system.
Oh, look, it's all overblown.
It is.
All completely overblown. I don't believe it. In fact, I think it's a conspiracy.
Look, I would agree the conspiracy of the media to get people. You know what the media pissed off about? The fact that they've banned short selling of shares. They couldn't actually make their quick profits. So this is a way to make a quick profit. Send the shares down, buy them low, sell them high.
Great idea.
Hit them with your old P-Bo. It's done.
That's a pretty good scam.
It's not a bad one, actually.
Buy low, sell high. Sell
high.
That'll be all over the markets by tomorrow.
Exactly right.
I know we've been particularly...
They'll call it the Pete syndrome.
They will.
The amazing thing about this conspiracy is that politicians from around the globe have come together. Kevin Rudd today was in Washington begging Washington lawmakers to pass this $700 billion package, which actually wouldn't necessarily do anything. They just wanted to pass it anyway.
Yep.
And, of course, John McCain...
I think he actually wanted to unzip the fly of George W. Bush, to be entirely honest.
And John McCain,
John Howard, been there, done that.
John McCain, of course, made this statement some time ago, predicting it, but this is the statement John McCain's made.
Today our economy is weakening, and as I travel this country and meet and talk with people, I can see how things are getting a lot tougher for many, many Americans. As I see it, individuals and families are feeling real pressure in four major areas. Housing prices are flat or declining, and Americans have lost their homes, are in danger of losing them. a credit crunch.
See?
Nice.
See? I think of all the things John McCain's ever said.
Yep. That's
put the finger on it.
Well, he's named it.
He has.
The Pete syndrome's gone.
No, not. It's now
the credit thing.
Credit thingamy.
The credit thingamajobby.
Things move pretty quick in this industry, Pete.
They do.
One minute you're an economic legend with a
syndrome
with a namesake syndrome, and next year what? You're a doctor. That's the way it works.
That's what I am. Doctor and tonic
in the financial markets. You know, if you don't get your end up,
yep.
You know,
you're gone.
You're in the deep end without a swallow.
Destroyed my social
or
life.
Or a finch.
Now you go. Goes.
Or perhaps even an Indian minor bird.
It could have well been.
A feral pest. They are feral pests.
And of course, John McCain could be wrong, and I think we should head back to Pete's very, what would you call it? You'd call it a tried and true treatise on the situation.
Treatise. Now, we should actually give some quick background for those of you who have, not got anything invested in the share market, like me. The US Wall Street indexes had a $1 trillion wipeout last night.
Freaking awesome.
They sent down the values of the Dow Jones by a record 777 points, or 7% of its value, bringing it exactly to the level it was when the markets found out that George W. Bush was going to be elected president.
Oh.
So there's a moment of synergy for you.
Wow, isn't that
definitely synergy, Pete?
I didn't know that. I wasn't aware of that situation.
It's not the greatest loss on Wall Street in terms of percentages. It doesn't even make the top 10. But in terms of actual money, it makes the largest loss in American Wall Street history.
But keep in mind that it's the biggest since 87.
Biggest since 87.
And before that, I think it was probably in 1940.
Would have been
33, 34,
The Australian share market at 10:30 this morning.
They called me the Sage of Newtown.
They did call you the Sage of Newtown.
No, they called you the Parsley, Sage, Rosemary.
Yeah, but I usually leave that bit off.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, right. Be fair.
At 10:30 this morning, the Australian ASX 200 had lost 5.6%. And the futures market had a predicted fall of 7%.
You know what they need?
Yep.
A DeLorean. Then we can go back to the future.
That would solve the problem.
I want to know how they can lose part of the future.
I have no idea. Now, some of the great Australian companies, some of those brilliant Australian companies who I think really do...
James Hardy?
Yes. Actually, they're not in Australia anymore. They're in the Netherlands.
But they're a good...
Aussie company.
Good ethical company.
Let's list some of these great Australian companies who I think most of Australia will actually be saddened this morning for the shareholders of these companies.
Yeah.
And will be saddened... As
Philip Morris?
Not get that. Let's get to some of the big ones.
Sorry, why don't I let you do the gag?
Okay, let's get to some of the big ones. These are the people, as I said, people will be saddened. The first one I think that's really important that lost 15% of its value this morning was the Macquarie Group.
Oh,
great Australians, infrastructure investors.
I'd
it's
like
certainly
to have
lowered the millionaires benchmark.
It has lowered the millionaires benchmark.
I'd like to have a statement from Bob Carr, please.
That'd be good.
Very important. Works in Macquarie Bank. I want to know what's going on.
Two great protectors of the environment, corporate and socially responsible organisations.
Yes.
Into sustainability.
Yes.
Into reducing greenhouse gases. Lost 10% and 9.9% respectively, and I give you BHP and Rio Tinto, which is a good one.
You know, just bear with me here, but this financial crisis actually mightn't be that bad.
Well, by the people so far that have lost value, I ain't losing a tear. Four companies who I think have the best interests of Australian mortgage holders in their hearts.
Great. Yes.
They look after the little man. They look after the battler, the big Aussie battler. We're talking losing 5.3%, 7.9%, 7.8% and 6.1% respectively. I bring you Commonwealth Bank, ANZ, NAB and Westpac.
Well, I do actually have my bank loan with one of them.
Yes.
So somewhat disappointed. Mm.
So, as you can see, the people who lost money in this instance are you're a standard Australian battler. Mm.
Upstanding Australian corporate citizens.
They are upstanding corporate citizens. Now, of course, the big news that actually started this entire process was the rejection
of the $700 billion American dollar, at the time $840 billion Australian dollar, now $1.87 trillion Australian dollar,
right,
bailout package presented by George W. Bush,
right,
as described by John Stewart as still president.
Yes. Mm. Now, it's interesting, though, because a lot of the people in media are saying that this will bail out the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Really what it's about, if I'm correct,
mm-hmm.
is actually about hoping that this yep. massive influx of money will actually do anything with no real knowledge whether it will or not.
Well, the interesting part of the bailout, to me, was the fact that for the last week or so, there has been great claims that there needs to be bipartisanship about this. You know, this is above Republican and Democrat. You know, Kay Rudd was in the House going, look, you know, sign the agreement.
Yeah,
because his view is really important.
How'd it go?
Sign the agreement. As I said, his views are important.
Of course, if Julie Gillard was there, sign the agreement.
Exactly right.
Don't knock Julia.
This was meant to be above politics. McCain suspended his campaign.
Yes.
Yes. You're going to tell the background to that, right?
Oh, yes.
McCain thing? Oh, good.
So, I'll do that in Hey, Mr. President.
Okay.
But McCain suspended his campaign in order to go to Washington to help with the crisis.
And
Obama said
it was really because he
needed
to recharge his pacemaker.
Okay. But, well, poor man.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, this has now become mired in a pit, in a stinking cesspit of partisanship.
You know, if they hadn't changed their name and stayed as Grace Brothers, this wouldn't have happened.
That's true. It would have been all right then.
Yep. Yep.
Now, what's interesting about this, of course, is that the Republicans are blaming Nancy Pelosi for skewering the deal.
But of course she did. She was the one on Wall Street lending people money.
Exactly. The Democrats are blaming the Republicans for coming up with a completely fucked deal in the first place.
Right.
In the fact that, well, what we're going to do is give $700 billion to a bunch of companies who are actually being financially irresponsible so that they can continue their financially irresponsible operations.
Brilliant idea.
It's totally logical.
You know the thing I like about this?
Yep.
This is where it's like if you give a chemical plant that's spewing out stuff all over the place money to spew out more gas or more whatever it is than clean up. This is a great opportunity.
It is.
An opportunity to clean up all the bad practices.
Of course, the big thing at the moment, the narrative that has came out of both the Democrat and Republican sides during the debate and was mentioned by Wayne Swanee Swan was the phrase, we shouldn't be just looking after Wall Street, we should be looking after Main Street. That's been the words they've all been using, that we should be looking after the people that have actually been screwed over by this.
Fair enough.
In America, of course, you know, Washington Mutual, which collapsed last week, the largest bank collapse in American history, had literally millions of high-risk, low-income mortgage loans. Wachovia, which is another one that went under today, which just got bought, I think, by J.P. Morgan Chase, was it?
They were the ones who bought Washington
Mutual. So then Wachovia were bought by
The
Chinese, was it? Excellent.
The Chinese at the moment. The Chinese government.
Oh, they're over the moon.
They are wrapped.
Who, Jintao?
We all Jintao.
No, we don't. Just the Chinese Jintao at the
because,
moment.
Because, of course, the Chinese...
You could say they're over the moon.
You could.
Five. Four. Now, of course, the Chinese are wrapped in this situation, and anyone with a lot of money could actually make a lot of money. So if we were a smart country, we'd start buying stuff about now.
We would.
So, unfortunately,
it's got a long way to go.
Yes. Well, if you're retiring tomorrow, you're stuffed. If you're retiring in 5 years, you might be okay.
Or, like us, never be actually legally able to retire.
Did Swanee really say Main Street?
He did.
That freaking annoys me.
Why?
Because it's an American concept.
Of course it is.
In American towns, they've got a Main Street.
Yes, they do.
There's not a single Main Street in Australia.
They also have a downtown.
Country towns have a Main Street.
That's right.
Country towns have a Main Street.
Salt of the
earth. We don't call it Main Street, you know?
Pacific Highway.
We don't have
that's
an American flag fluttering. You know, it's the whole...
Can you see?
Dude.
Yes. I know. I agree with you, but Wayne Swanee Swan said it. Then again, K-Rudd may have actually given him a little bit of, shall we say, lead into that, because he'd been in the States for a while.
Well, he speaks American.
He does. He
speaks American and Chinese.
He spoke to the UN in American, which I thought was excellent. As they say in Blazing Saddles, pure frontier gibberish.
See, I'm somewhat confused as to why. See, at the moment,
Australia. You look at me like you need a laugh.
I do. I need a laugh. I need some reassurance.
tell this gag, no one laughed. For whatever reason. I'm not going to say it's not funny. I'm just going to say, you for just whatever reason, nobody laughed. So he looks around the room for a gag.
I do.
I mean, we all do it, but I'm just pointing out that you
just because you thought you'd point out me first.
So what?
You could say, they're over the moon.
You could.
Oh my god.
Oh dear.
So, Australia is somewhat insulated from all this, right?
Yes.
No.
Somewhat.
No.
Because we've
somewhat. No, I challenge you on that.
Oh, but god.
Let me say a bit first and then I'll challenge
you. The coastal boom.
Yes.
Is being awashed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We do have a problem.
Yes.
Yep.
But on the other hand, generally, the large banks and that are in nowhere near as bad a shape. So
especially the ones with like a sandy sort of...
Yep. Sandbags. Yeah. Sandbags out the front. Yep, that's a good idea. And a trench. Yep. A moat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, those ones are right.
So these moated banks, right? Yep. These sandbagged moated banks are fairly safe. The Australian economy is reasonably safe, certainly compared to the American one.
Mm-hmm.
So by our Prime Minister going over there and, say, begging...
Yep.
The Americans to pass this legislation. Do you think that maybe international investors might go,
is this
Australia mightn't be the best bet in the world? Well, let's go somewhere else.
But here's the interesting, here's two interesting facts to throw into that. Number one, Wayne Swanee Swan offered $4 billion to our banks that actually aren't in trouble.
Mm. Oh,
so,
awesome.
So we have our own rescue package.
Who knows
what Turnbull was going to offer? Can I say, don't get hard on Rudd. Because he's the planet.
Don't get hard on Rudd.
He's the planet's champion.
He's Captain Planet.
He's Captain Planet.
He's
Captain Planet. He has addressed the UN more times than anybody else in this country.
You know, I think he's a new Doc Everett. I want to call him Doc Rudd. Doc Rudd. Right,
I agree.
Or Bart Hastings.
Or Robert Gordon Menzies Rudd. Now the other is Gordon Cooper.
Did you hear about that?
No. What's a Gordon Cooper?
Do you know Gordon Cooper?
No.
Gordon Cooper was one of the Mercury guys.
Yep.
He was the guy in the Right Stuff who took all the little toys up with him came down and he blew the door on Mercury 7 and it sank to the bottom of the ocean and there's been controversy ever since whether he blew the doors illegally or whether, you know, it went off or whatever.
Yep.
They got Gordon Cooper's ashes when he died, and they put it into an urn.
Yep.
And to celebrate Gordon Cooper, they put his ashes and the ashes of someone else I can't remember who's also a celebrity.
The guy who played Scotty.
It was.
No, he went into space, actually.
Yes, it was. Yeah. His ashes as well.
And they put, what a random guess.
What is wrong with you?
They put them both in a capsule.
Yep.
And blasted them into space.
Yep.
Forgotten the company name. It's a private company.
Yep.
It got halfway up and obliterated.
Nice.
You know, I have a funny feeling that Gordon Cooper guy actually did blow the door. I think now we know. It's official. It's obvious.
I think so.
The second time he went into space, the thing blew up. The door blew early. Unbelievable.
That was a good guess, Pete.
Thank you.
It was an awesome guess.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah. So, high five.
No. So, two things.
Okay.
As I said,
you could say
yes.
He was over the moon.
You could.
No, we didn't quite get to the moon.
Wayne Swanee Swan. $4 billion, Australia wanted to be involved. I think the other half of this is the fact that Rudd going over there could in some way, this could be like Rudd's Iraq, in the sense that Howard went and begged Bush to be involved in Iraq. Mm. This is Rudd begging to be involved in this financial crisis.
Mm.
I think it's trying to set Australia's stage higher.
But why do we need to? If we do this, if we become involved, we will look like we're as badly off as America, and it's just bad politics.
Why are you questioning one of our homegrown superheroes?
Captain Planet. Lou Zhu.
Why are you questioning him? He was voted in. Or as Turnbull calls him, Kevin 747.
Nice. Well, of course, whoever knew Captain Planet's first name was Kevin.
That's
Kevin
exactly
Planet.
Right.
Well, obviously he does.
Zhu Li Zhang, who is the head of Bao Steel, which is the largest steel company in China.
Bao Steel.
Has said that after 7 years of uninterrupted accelerating growth, China is going to go into a massive recession. Now, this is quite interesting, considering that Australia has claimed that it will be insulated from this oncoming global fury, the perfect storm, as many people refer to it, Hurricane Wall Street, Rise on the Storm.
Mm. Oh, Riders on the Storm.
That the story will be insulated.
Mr.
Zoo says no. That we will, in fact, be going down the gurgler.
You know, it's interesting, though, because the if the Chinese do go into recession, they'll buy less from the Americans, and the American economy is almost entirely based on exporting to China and importing from China.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's kind of a problem.
It is kind of a problem.
I think it's interesting that although it did get voted down, there are a hell of a lot of people, and this is probably most people I've spoken to, who think it's a bad idea it got voted down because we need to... We need to do something to help the battlers.
Yep.
And if I can use that to describe American middle class, the battlers, the American battlers.
I like to call them cannon fodder.
Get their houses back.
I like to call them the working poor.
Oh.
Get their houses back and all that sort of stuff. Because these companies going under, they will lose a lot of what they own.
Okay? Yep. Mm.
Let me finish.
Sorry.
Fuckhead.
Fuck you too.
Oh, gee willikers, Batman.
You know, and yet,
yes,
each of us individually, without discussing this before we came on air, I think every one of us came in and said something along the lines of, wasn't that fucking awesome how that didn't get approved?
Exactly right. Now, and see, this is my problem.
It's one of your problems.
It's one of my
many
problems.
Do you want me to list the others?
You know what? Thanks to the amazing inventor of Dr. Pasteur, most of them have been sold.
Oh, it's great.
Pete, you might have been on Insiders, but was it capitalising the profits and socialising the losses?
Yes.
Which sums it up, you know, perfectly.
But here's the problem. This is actually, getting seriously economic for a second, this is a flawed scheme.
Put that box away.
Exactly. As it said, you know what? No. The problem was, as Richard actually said, it was actually you know, nationalising the bad debts. It's like, walk up and say to Wachovia, for example,
I prefer socialising, because that's exactly what it fucking is.
True, but they don't want to use that term in America. Nationalising is the word they love to use.
If any other country did this, America would march in the front door.
Yeah.
They would say that the country is unsustainable.
Anti-democratic, non-capitalist.
That's right,
and Bin Laden's hiding in there.
Yeah. In a cave somewhere.
With a rodent who has been his friend for several years, and a dog called Patsy.
And a Russian-made dialysis machine.
Yes.
Which he got through Iran. And a video camera. Yeah, and a video camera. And a tripod, I think, as well.
Yeah, a tripod.
Oh, yeah. Now, as you're saying...
He sometimes uses a carpet behind him, so there's probably a carpet.
There might be a carpet there. Yes, hi. Yeah.
So...
He needs gaffer tape, too. To sort of hold it up there, unless he had...
Made in Iran?
Two mates.
Was it made in Iran?
So maybe he's got two mates with him as well.
Or the rat holds it up.
I mean, they're allowed to have multiple mates.
It has an AKSU as well.
Yeah. Nice.
It's just behind him.
So you were saying that.
So anyway, if any other country did this, America would put economic sanctions on it.
Totally.
And Ricardo is right. This is socialising the economy. It's socialism.
Yeah.
Basically, that's the idea. So let's take the banks, let's nationalise them, which of course Australia decided not to do in 1987 when they unnationalised everything, and make it a national economy. Now,
well, they've now bought the world's largest insurer, AIG. That's now owned by the American government.
Ah, now I got a letter from AIG the other day to say that AIG Australia is in no way related to AIG America. In fact, they have $2 billion worth of assets that they can help Australians with. So when
that would be the blood of the poor.
They're in no way associated with, and for some reason ASIC didn't say that name's already taken.
No, see, they're AIG Australia, not AIG, see?
Suffixes are important. Right.
So if I want to call myself Bank of America Australia, I wouldn't have a problem?
Possibly not.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, of course...
Or you could call yourself Bank of.
I could just Bank of.
Yeah, just insert name here.
Insert name here. Yeah.
Bank of, insert name here. Yeah. I like it. What you should do is, on the checks, just have Bank of, and then like a little light grey line, and people could fill it in.
Yeah,
so you can see Bank of like Kingswood Country, and you can just fill it in.
Yep.
Good, moving on.
Now, as I was saying, This, you're
hey,
right.
I sat through your frickin' Osama bin Laden.
I know, it was good.
Yeah, it was great.
No, I agree with you. The America actually did, if any other country in the world did this, this would be an absolute disaster.
Imagine but the UK doing this.
Well, exactly right. Gordon Brown would actually have even less chance of winning the next election.
Good Lord, Gordon.
So, what I think is really important for us to point out here is that this bailout has failed. As Palin has fallen.
Wait a
minute.
Palin!
Palin.
It's fallen on its own petard.
It's fallen on its own petard. So I'd like to propose my own bailout.
Yay!
If I may be so bold. What I'd like to do is rip off as many people as I physically can. You know, simple things. Walk up and just take money out of their wallets.
Okay.
Candy from babies. Sure. Even if the baby walks up to me and says, "Hey, dude."
That's great. Can you punch him first?
Yeah, I can do that. It's all good.
Complicates matters.
No, 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 but under this bailout, I should be allowed to do that.
Really?
Then I'm going to spend all of that money.
Okay.
Pretty much like the executives of most major American banks, on drugs and whores. I'm then going to reward myself with giant tax breaks so that I pay no tax at all.
That's brilliant.
I think this is working pretty well for me so far.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah, you think you're being innovative?
Yep.
It's been done before.
I know. No, I agree. I agree, but I'm just going to do it better.
Oh, so let me understand. The government gives you a whole lot of money which you then never have to pay back through tax.
Correct.
That's fantastic.
I'm then going to set up my own get rich quick scheme where I take money from the poorest people who live anywhere near me. Mm-hmm. I was going to people actually have to walk around with signs on their front of their house listing how poor they are.
Or even people who don't live near you.
No, I want to do the people who live near me.
All right.
Yeah, just so I don't want to walk too far.
They can see his nice car.
I'm not really getting an MOP.
No, you're not. I'm then going to ask the government to who I've paid no tax at all.
Captain Kevin.
To pay Captain Planet to pay me $700 billion.
Yes.
To prop up the crumbling and flawed empires I have created.
The crumbling and hoard.
Or crumbling and hoard empires.
You know.
Crumbling crack and crumbling hoard.
You know how initially we had heard from John McCain.
Yep.
Your plan's brilliant.
I
put this to you, my friends. Pete Palin ticket. The two Ps. Pete and Palin.
Nice.
I like it.
Wow. Either that or...
You wouldn't need the whores.
No, you wouldn't need the whores then. Either that, or give the money to the poor fucks who went into loans that were too high simply because they could not afford to put a fucking roof over their head on the shithouse living wage we supposedly pay in the first world, and because of the greedy's good mentality of property owners and developers who place their own tiny dicked ambitions to be a millionaire over the benefits and welfares of their own fucking fellow citizens.
Yeah, I think I prefer the first policy.
Yeah, I like the first policy too. Anyway.
Or, of course, if you can't afford to borrow money, don't.
Nice.
See to work
on that. This is a walk in the Black Forest, 888.5.
Can I just say, before you go to the point, there's one other thing. It's even had a ripple effect. It's had a ripple effect into the music industry.
Yep.
Do you know why?
Why
I know?
Why?
Because Earth Crisis is no longer the number one result.
Nice. This is a walk in the Black Forest, 888.5 FM. Solving solving your financial crisis one by one in a box, little packing box.
Now, I'd like to tell you of a very...
Is that considered swearing?
I think it is. No. I want to put one next to Abe.
I reckon put a one next to Abe.
So I'll get stuffed.
I'm going to put a one next to my Abe.
There we go.
Gentlemen.
Competing swear lists. I like
it. You know how when you're learning how to skateboard you're, say, a teenager?
Yes.
Or maybe you're a little older.
I was known as the Tony Hawk of St. Patrick's.
This is back in the day when
Tony Hawk. No one knew
back when you were a kid.
And no one knew.
And Tony Hawk was three.
Yeah, exactly right. That's why I'm known as the Tony Hawk.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I was watching Police Academy 3.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago.
As you do.
And of course, that has a very young David Spade in it.
Oh, does it?
Playing a skateboarding punk.
Yes.
And the leader of the skateboarding punks, about 13 or 14 years old, Tony Hawk.
Yes, that's very true. Now, not only
you should have seen him in it. Pete just gave me this face as in
Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk.
Cop that.
Yeah, now,
exactly.
Cop that. Fucker. It's like, what? I don't care.
All know Seth Green, right? We know Seth Green, right? The guy from Robot Chicken and Buffy and stuff like that. We all know what he looks like.
Yep.
I happened to watch Pump Up the Volume last week.
This?
With a very young Seth Green,
mm-hmm.
pre-nose job.
Nice.
I would, gentlemen.
Did he get that for the chicken?
I don't know. I think, well, he may have got it for the wolf.
What'd you say?
Did he get that for the chicken?
I don't understand. He made
but you know
swear.
What? He made you swear, and
oh,
therefore,
no.
Richard wins.
You know what? I'm gonna put a two.
Just
next
wrote there. Down this time two code, and I'll be putting that out. Thank you. There is no delay here, but you won't hear it, by the way.
No.
So anyway, Seth Green pre-nose job.
Yep.
And let me put it to you this way.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Green. Massive honker.
Nice.
Massive, huge. That's kind of nose that a vulture would be jealous of. The kind of nose that you would call him Macaw Face.
You mm-hmm. could say that he's a member of the Honker Massive.
You're on fire tonight, aren't you? You're
yes.
absolutely on fire.
Yes, you could.
Anyway, I've heard something about Xbox Live.
Now, thank you for...
getting you out of that mire.
That's
no,
what I'm going to get it. I'm going to get
for,
Xbox Live.
For stealing my
good.
Thunder, but that's good. Let's move on.
Yep.
So anyway, you know when you're learning how to skateboard and you're kind of thinking, you're doing okay. I'm trying to get. I'm trying to set up my freaking story.
Oh, okay, cool.
Right. And you're
weren't
doing
you
a,
known as...
the Tony Hawk.
When you were a kid?
I was. Back in Canterbury Boys High School with me and John Howard. I was known as the Tony Hawk. He was just known as the Turd. Right, so where
but
were
he
we?
Grew out of it.
He
though.
Did grow out. I never did. So, you know when you learn skateboarding,
and you think you're pretty smash hot, and then some 6-year-old skateboards pass, and it's awesome, and you fall off your skateboard. It's really embarrassing, right? Yeah. Okay, that was my setup.
Yeah.
So I've recently this week subscribed for a month to Xbox Live.
Yep.
Now Xbox Live, if you don't know, is where you plug in your Xbox 360 to your routery modemy thing, and you go online and you kill things. With other people. You can play your games online. You can download extra content, do stuff like that. You know, you plug your...
Multiplayer mode.
That's right. You can plug your headset in and talk to people all over the world. Anyway.
Ichi ni san chi go.
Exactly. Nice. Well put. Everyone's funnier than me today. I think I should leave. So anyway. I was playing my first game of Xbox Live. There I was playing Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fighting away, and I was being shot and shooting people and running along and reloading and throwing grenades and stuff.
I thought you were playing a strawberry shortcake.
I was, but she wasn't there, so I thought I'd play someone else.
Yeah, fair enough.
So anyway, I get to the end, and what happens is people around the world are wearing headsets, you see, and they're talking to each other. You can hear them talking to each other when the game's over.
Yeah.
And I get to the end of the game, and there's this person called...
Doom Slayer.
No, it's something called, like, you know, Super Fiend or Fire Fiend. Or I think, oh, this dude's hardcore, you know? Mm. So get to the end.
Ball Shaker.
I hear Fire Fiend talking to Ball Shaker, and this is what it sounded like. Oh, yeah, that was really good. Oh, yeah, I think that was not too bad.
You know what? This is normal.
I had my this ass kicked by 2 7-year-olds.
I thought it which was called Ball Shaker.
You know, I used to play Counter-Strike about 5 years ago.
Yes.
And it's the same thing. There's these dudes. Yeah, and then he... Oh, yeah, that was alright.
And so...
Oh, yeah, hang out. Just go tomorrow.
Exactly.
And you know shit. Your homework.
And I'm here. Like, I've got to put good position. I'm waiting for this guy to come around the corner. I'm ready to lob a grenade around the corner so I can kill this guy so he stops killing other people. And this kid runs past me. I'll get him. I'll get him. Get away. I'm fine. And he runs around the corner, gets his head completely blown off his shoulders. Oh, are you okay? Comes back into the game and runs past me again. I'll get him this time! And he came past me again!
It used to get to 3:30, and then they'd all log on at 3:30 because they just got home from school with their little headsets. And they'd play one game. And then they'd log off again and blow up a school or something. You know?
but
that one game they'd play, they would blow the fucking shit out of you.
Yeah, well, the bad thing about Xbox Live is you're playing people all over the world.
Mm.
So I was playing this English guy.
Hello!
It came, I was like, oh no, I'm going to kick this guy's ass. And I could hear him talking about me. Oh no, he's over there somewhere. I'm pretty sure he's coming around the rock. So I walked around behind him and shot him in the face with a bazooka. And all I heard this guy say, what?
This could solve the problems of most of the world, you know that.
All I heard this guy say was,
multiculturalism.
Oh, shit. What was that?
A geezer.
Oh, my God.
What is he doing? But
really, I'm not, it's okay. Like, the big guy
killed
me, right?
Damn stupid convict.
But it's when the six-year-olds kick your ass, you really know that you're never as good as you think you might be.
Fair call. I actually have no idea about this because I don't play anything that involves any form of game.
Why?
Can I say, and this is my first,
my religion.
This is my first non-funny line of the night, if I can just put this in there. My Company of Heroes license got stolen.
Oh! Mm-hmm.
So Company of Heroes, Pete, just for those who are stupid, mm-hmm. like you, is a game.
Yep.
Right, it's a game that you shoot things with.
Yep.
You're up, they're not real guns. Like game guns.
Yep.
Such a shame.
And
Doesn't it have some dumb Germans in it?
It does, it does. And I get an email the other day saying, congratulations, your serial number's been transferred to some guy called Stanley 12345.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that ball shaker.
Regards, the Relic team.
Did you email them back?
Yeah, I said, what did you do that for? And they said, some guy has just transferred it because he's got your license key. And I said, well, that's not mine.
mine's over here.
He's a thief. And they said, well, I'm sorry, we don't know that. You've got to send us a scan of your original box and your original CD and your original serial number. And it's like, it's buried in the garage somewhere. Mm. I bought it 4 years ago. How am I going to find that? So, you know, some guy's got his free fucking $79 game off.
Well, so he went through all that effort to rip off us. Has he not heard of BitTorrent?
Yeah, you know,
it's
kind of hard to play some of these games online with, you know, BitTorrent and downloaded games, because what happens is every time you go online, they check your version and they update it or they downgrade it depending on the version
you have. And when they find that 7,000 people in Australia have the same
serial
version.
Number?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of a problem. And all of them just go, boop.
Yep,
fair enough. Or in the case of Relic, for some strange reason, instead of kicking off the new guy, they say, oh, you must be the real guy.
Yeah, exactly right. With a name like Ball Shaker.
That's exactly
nice.
Actually, oh, nice game, quite like it.
Actually, tonight, I'm going to set myself up, sniper rifle, Ball Shaker's mine.
Hey, Mr. President.
That's John McCain.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Know that we can't afford four more years to sing divisive food fight in Washington. It's about scoring political points instead of solving problems. It's about tearing your opponent down instead of lifting this country up.
Hey, Mr. President, tell me the truth. Why are you stealing the future from my youth?
Go, 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 Obama.
Ooh, that just cut right out.
Why is that cut out? Why does it
new
do that?
Super short.
I have
version.
No idea.
The expurgated version. The one without the cool tag at the end, Pete.
Oh, exactly.
Can I just go back and just find the last little tag?
Yes, I'll do that while you do your thing.
Now, this, of course, has been another interesting week in the American election campaign. 5 weeks to go, people.
5 weeks. Pete's holding up his five fingers.
I have five fingers.
Lucky
exactly.
You've got five.
I have five fingers. Exactly right.
One,
otherwise,
four,
it would be...
Or, as they're calling it, the 40-dayer.
The 40-dayer. Now, we are heading through the... We had the first presidential debate, which was a giant snooze fest on Saturday morning Australian time. Of course, Friday
pretty
evening.
Pretty exciting, wasn't it, Pete?
No, it wasn't. No, not in any way, shape, or form. It was quite boring, actually. There was a couple of nice...
I thought it was some nice interchanges. I quite enjoyed it. Didn't like the ending.
Johnny Mac started to warm up once he got on to foreign policy. Obama whipped his limp
his
white ass.
Considering he knows nothing about it.
Yeah, and whipped his limp white ass on economics.
And they said,
go, 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 Obama, Obama.
And I approve this message.
Thank you.
The man rocks. So
Smackdown.
Ball shaker.
That's ball shakers.
I quite like that one.
Fair Smackdown.
I could have got him.
There's a couple.
Hello Kitty.
But the big focus this week, ladies and gentlemen, is of course on the vice presidential debate, which will be happening Australian time, 10:55
a.m.
on
the
Friday. But will be happening in America, I believe, therefore, on Thursday evening to be moderated once again by a member of the PBS crew, but not Jim Lehrer this time.
Potentially, an Emmy-winning debate.
Could be.
For the best primetime comedy program.
Well, I tell you what, it whips the shit out of the Daily Show. Because on one side, we have Sarah, I Kill Moose Palin.
Yep.
And the other side, we've Scott some guy.
Yep, some other dude.
Scott of the Antarctica.
Yes, that's right.
This was really interesting. Now, Sarah Palin has been preparing all week for this.
All her life.
All her life. That's very true.
I believe this week she actually read a book in preparation.
Mm. Oh, nice. Mm. She's been preparing all week for the vice presidential debate. She went to... That's five weeks ago. She was preparing by going to the UN. An important place to go to.
Mm. Arguably still in the United States.
Arguably still
actually
in the United
not.
States. But legally not.
Yes.
You do actually...
Oh, you know why? Now she can say she's been overseas.
Yes. She has, yeah. Well, everything is, as they said, she can see Russia from her door.
Said that.
She did. Now, what was interesting is she met with a number of world leaders. Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan. He's not a world leader. Met with Hamid Karzai, and she talked about the meaning of his son's name. His son is Mirwaz. Miwaz. Which means light of the world.
Oh, is that nice?
Of course, she then has to say that her firstborn son is called Track.
Which means
thing you put a fucking rail car on.
Yeah. Or of course, Track. Yep. Winding back to an old-fashioned shack, which, of course, ironically enough, is the name of her second daughter, Shack.
Yes.
Track, Shack.
And then there's her most recent son, Trig.
Yes.
Named after the maths. So she...
Couldn't spell trigonometry.
That's very true. So she met Hamid Karzai. Then she met the new president of Pakistan, Asif Ali Zardari.
As if.
That's his name. Now, she, of course, there was a few gaffes in this one, that when they met, Zardari went up to her and said, as he met her, he said, what was the line? Here it is. He says,
"Do you mind if I touch you?"
No, pretty close. "You're gorgeous." Now, I think she's slowly starting to learn the diplomatic language. The language of diplomacy.
Yes,
The language of love.
Language of diplomacy.
Right. So I think it's known as getting your tits out.
Pretty close.
Which, ironically enough, Helmut Kohl spent his entire career doing.
What else did he say? He said, if this person keeps insisting, which is his advisor, I might hug you. That she was as twice.
Do you
want
to do a bit of prep for this?
No, 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 no.
Happy
just
to just continue.
Happy
on.
To just keep going.
Okay, good.
That she's twice as good as Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, that's not fair. That's racist.
At what? I know. I don't know.
Okay. Shooting moose.
Shooting moose. I would assume so.
How many Condoleezza shot?
Now, what
can we call it? Moose shooting.
We could call it moose shooting.
Okay, good.
Now, this of course was widely reported in Pakistan with the. With the headlines, Zardari flirts with Sarah Palin, calling her gorgeous and offers to hug, gives details of the Zardari Palin encounter. Now, this was taken up by the terrorist group. Where is their official name? Manwala Abdul Ghaffar, who is the prayer leader of the large masjid. Alal Masjid,
that's
sorry.
That's not a real name.
They have actually issued a fatwa against him.
Wow. Oh, good God.
For calling Sarah Palin gorgeous.
Are they from the Honka Massive?
They may well be,
gorgeous.
So.
You're gorgeous. I'll do anything. Remember that song by James?
No.
You're
no,
gorgeous, I'll do anything for you?
No. So that's what happens when you flirt with Sarah Palin. You end up getting a fatwa.
That's brilliant. I love that story.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And a fatwa upon you.
Yes, America. A fatwa upon you and your house.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly, a fatwa upon him as well.
Now, the other interesting issue that occurred with Sarah Palin this week was her two interviews that she did with American CBS evening news host Katie Couric.
Katie.
Now, I
love Katie Couric.
Do you?
Yeah, I really
Why?
Do. I've always had a bit of a crush on Katie Couric, I must admit. And the thing I do like about her is she actually is professional. This is to go off topic just slightly.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's done some odd things in her time, like having a colonoscopy on TV.
And joining CBS Evening News.
But she actually doesn't use the auto-cue.
Doesn't she?
So she reads all her stuff. And she's got her notes in front of her, but she doesn't use an auto-cue. Hmm. Which isn't bad, really, for a journalist in TV these days.
That isn't bad. And also actually doing something which a journalist does, as opposed to just being a presenter.
That's right.
Now, Sarah Palin appeared twice with Katie Couric this week, once with John McCain and once without.
Mm-hmm.
The one about John McCain was really interesting because
Did
she was
Did you see his mouth move?
No.
But you know what?
you only saw one of her hands.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Now, she was asked about Asif Ari Zardari and was asked a question about America's role with Pakistan. It's a very controversial issue.
Yes, very.
Because, you know, as Obama said during the debate, they've given billions of dollars to Pakistan, and they're the country that are allegedly hiding bin Laden. I actually think he's probably got his little two up, two down flat in New York.
Oh, is it?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, where else would you hide?
Wasn't Asif.
That's right.
Wasn't his son, Wasif Asif?
I think it was. So she was asked about that, and because she didn't know the answer, she basically repeated Obama's position. Which McCain sort of sat there with
I shot a moose once.
Exactly right. I didn't know Obama did that. I didn't think there were moose in Illinois. They imported them.
Oh,
okay, yeah. Just for moose hunting, like cats.
Well, what they do is they have a very large problem with feral cats.
Ah, yes.
So they stuck some horns at a cat, and he shot the cat.
Has horns. So, anyway, back to the text.
Yes.
So, McCain basically criticized...
more interesting.
No, not really. McCain basically made a point that said that this whole thing was what he referred to as gotcha journalism.
Yes,
that Palin was being set up
to make her look like an idiot.
Correct,
but she doesn't need to be set up to be made like an idiot. She is an idiot.
But that's not the point. She was being set up to look like an idiot.
Exactly right.
But she is.
Because what was interesting was the fact that
she really was an idiot.
Yeah, well, that's the fact that she's not very smart.
Mm.
The other fact is that she has been shielded from the media in the last probably 2 or 3 weeks
by the church,
by God.
Yes.
But what was also fascinating is that they dredged out an interview, because the media has no access to her.
The whole Satan thing.
They dredged out an interview with her while she was president of some village of 4 people in Alaska.
The Alaska Moose Shooting Association.
That's the one. They dragged an interview with her where she actually officially put on record that she believed that dinosaurs walked the earth and then they disappeared and then humans evolved from various dinosaur species. Now, this is a very radical position for someone who happens to be a right-wing nut job.
Yes. Well, nut job's still right.
She wants schools to teach intelligent design.
She wants schools to teach intelligent design. Ladies
and
gentlemen.
What are you saying, Pete? Are you saying that, in fact, she's not actually an idiot? She's a famous scientist masquerading as a moose-shooting idiot.
She's Eric von Däniken.
It may well be.
She's Eric von Däniken.
Yes. Or Eric von Lustbader.
Get her to draw something.
Okay. Either that, or she's Charles Darwin.
Oh,
I was thinking that.
Get her to eat something. Cool.
Have you ever seen the two of them in the same room? No.
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 No. Oh,
see, there you go. She's Charles Darwin.
I'm amazed. I'm taken aback.
I get the sneaking suspicion.
But she's never been to the Galapagos.
That's true. Call me cynical.
I will.
Call me,
Pete.
Yeah, you can call it. No, only on Sundays. Call me cynical, but perhaps she changed her opinion.
No.
In order to shore up the support of aforementioned right wing nut jobs.
Wait a minute, isn't Pete an Irish bog?
Yes.
I believe so.
Now,
call me a bog.
So, I agree with you.
Minorities. Yes.
I think that they're bringing in this. Look. It's obvious.
Yep. That would be lying, and that would be above our famous politicians.
When are the media going to put 2 and 2 together and come up with something other than 17? Hillary Clinton, no longer in the race.
Yep.
Looking for...
And about time, let me tell you.
Yeah, looking for high-profile, little-known female candidate who's a Republican. Whack job who's easily pliable. Let's get her.
Although talking about McCain, like that is unfair. He's not a whack job who's easily pliable. You try his skin, it's fucking leathery.
Really?
You 74 years of being locked up in a Vietnamese prison camp. That makes your skin
feel real. So are you saying that she's actually lying and saying that she believes, things that she doesn't actually believe? You'd have to be an idiot, wouldn't you, to come out and say, I believe in something completely and utterly ridiculous, whereas a couple of years ago I didn't.
Well, it's interesting.
Unless she's on crack.
But isn't that exactly what McCain is doing?
Crack, mum.
McCain is walking away from pretty much every one of his...
Yes, but McCain's
previously
senile,
stated
we know this.
Oh, yeah, fair call.
Yeah, they're populists. They are populists. You know what this campaign's missing?
Mm.
This campaign...
Sex.
Ralph Nader?
Oh, no, he's there.
This campaign is missing the vim and vigour of campaigns in times past.
Ah, yes.
Have a listen to this. This is a campaign commercial. Hear what it's for. This is the kind of campaign commercial that they need to be running. And pardon any weird sexual innuendo in the ad, but nonetheless, have a listen anyway.
There is a bear in the woods. For some people, the bear is easy to see. Others don't see it at all. Some people say the bear is tame. Others say it's vicious and dangerous. Since no one can really be sure who's right, isn't it smart to be as strong as the bear? If there is a bear.
And of course, if there was a bear, Sarah Palin would have shot it.
Exactly.
Oh, there we go. Anyway.
And what was that an ad for?
That was a Reagan commercial from the 1980s.
I'm Ronald Reagan, and now, I endorse this message.
Exactly! Now, of course, you've got the bear, the Russian bear. There's a bear in the woods. And people with games and stories to tell.
Yeah, but bears also shit in the woods.
Yes, and Sarah Palin
said you don't know that.
That's true. If a bear shoots in the woods and no one hears it...
No, shits in the woods, not shoots in the woods.
No, they can shoot too. Have you ever seen a bear with a .22? Yeah. Lovely.
Now, speaking of women...
Yes, as we were.
No, we weren't.
As we were, exciting news this week.
Yes. You could say, she's over the moon.
You could.
Whee! Exciting news this week.
Yes.
Here, I'll get there. Richard's close personal girlfriend...
Love it. Yep.
...has made a comeback.
Ah, yes.
Malcolm Turnbull... has decided that he needs to upgrade Helen Coonan back in the ministry.
Helen Coonan 2.0?
That's right. Now, they didn't have a ministry for really stupid women who actually don't know what they're doing. So they had to come up with something else. So she got a different ministry altogether.
Yeah. Now, that's not entirely fair. Because
really?
There's been places in the ministry for people like Julie Bishop.
Yes.
So, you know,
that's true.
Not anymore.
Treasurer.
Oh, no, she's been promoted.
Has she? Again?
Yeah. She's treasurer.
Oh, yeah.
Senator Treasurer. But there isn't a place for stupid, lame old men who should know better. So, hello, Kevin Andrews and Philip Ruddick this morning to you gents.
Yes, I was going to say. So, excitingly enough, now, of course, you would be excited by this, I assume.
Yes, because I saw her and heard her just today.
Did you?
Really?
I did indeed. And you know, the one sentence that was very clear to me through the wall.
Yep.
And I'm not joking, through the wall was...
Cue Captain Planet!
I think we need to go hard on this issue.
Really?
Yes, that's exactly the line she says.
Which is interesting, because the other night on Xbox Live, she kept going, I'm going to kill him! I'll get him! I know I'm getting him this time! Now, of course, Helen Coonan, your favourite. Now, has she put the new stenciling on the door yet?
Yes.
She has. Right. I really am so thankful that I paid for that, by the way. My tax dollars gone towards that. She's put towards it, and of course... Helen Coonan...
Which I may say is the third change.
Which the third change, which we've all paid for.
Yes.
Why don't you just do it in watercolour? That's easier to get rid of.
I'll let her know.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Yeah, she's now...
It's more environmentally friendly,
that's
too.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I'll ask her later tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
She was just put it in, like, whiteboard marker.
Captain Planet.
Now, of course, they've decided on a new slogan for Helen Coonan, because they need to sell her to the Australian public. She's been there a lot.
Yeah.
She could be the new Julie Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what they came up with.
Nothing beats Coon. It's Australian for tasty.
See?
Nice.
In fact, strangely enough, that's what Richard says.
Yes, for our terrestrial listeners, that was KMFDM.
Yep. Indeed.
It always sends Abe a little bit rabid, so we try not to play too much KMFDM in each show.
You got to make me edit that out now. This is a problem. Bastard.
Yeah.
All right. I won't do it anymore.
I was just trying to think of what sentence I can say one word at a time between each thing, so that when you edit it out,
you get a complete sentence. Anyway, of course, in our... He's not going to do it. In this very fine state... You guys are just going to make me do this. Going to go on for hours.
No. That's a sample.
This... thank you. Fair use. Fair use, yep.
Definitely fair use.
Definitely fair use. Attribution.
I'll tell you what fair use is.
What?
Download the back catalog.
There we go. Now.
What's this?
Now. It's time once again for Richard's new segment.
Now, see, this is the difference, Pete, between you and me.
I went and made intros.
Yeah, your production values are
so much higher.
Are slightly higher than mine.
So you make Abe and I give some lame intro, don't you?
So, no, I'd like to, if Abe can just pick one of the intros off that disc.
Intros of what disc?
Of whatever Pete gave you as intros.
I've got, how many discs do you want? I've got discs coming out my
so ying. Just pick one, something with an intro to something.
All right, I'll...
Why can't I... We can just... Rave and I can just do one for you.
Rave.
What's it
Rave.
Called again?
Rave.
Red Hot Go.
A Red Hot Go.
Red Hot Go.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so that's Red Hot Go,
Red
is
Hot.
It?
Yeah, Red Hot
okay.
Go.
Okay. Do you want to start?
No, you can start.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm just going to follow.
Course.
Thank you, and that's the intro.
This week...
Oh, okay, you're going to do
Red
it?
Okay. Hot Go.
The Red Hot Go. Brought to you by Richard's World of
Red
Richard.
Hot Go.
Red Hot Go.
Red say Richard again.
Stop and go. The stop and go. Red Hot Go. Red Hot. Red Hot Go, go, go. Go, stop, stop, stop. Red Hot Go.
Okay,
I go when
that's
I stop
enough,
in the
that's
red
enough.
Hot.
That's as in the toilet, apparently.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
So, a Red Hot Go, this is where we celebrate the achievements.
That was actually really good. Can we say
the achievements of Nathan Rees.
Yep.
Who?
Nathan Rees.
Oh.
Who?
Our Garbage Man Premier.
Yep.
Of this fine state of New South Wales.
And how ironic is that?
Mm. Exactly. And all the great achievements he achieves from week to week, giving it a red hot go in his own words.
His own parlance.
To bring this state back on track.
Yep.
Considering we are now in, what are we? We're about $1 billion in debt at this point, Pete.
If you track Michael Costa's phrase, Michael Costa's phrase would be, we're fucked.
Yes. This would be the same Michael Costa who spent the last 4 years looking after it.
Yes, exactly right.
So why don't we just appeal to the Wall Street doohickeys and get some funding?
Oh, nice.
So what better way, I would suggest, what better way to celebrate the $1 billion debt than to throw $30 million of it at a car race?
Now, yes, that's this is awesome. Very true. But
yes.
But Richard, let's be fair. This is going to bring some jobs to New South Wales.
It's going to bring heaps of jobs, the same 24 jobs that
are
driving
the cars in the other states as well. Did I say jobs? I meant yobs.
Oh, yobs, yeah.
It's going to bring thousands of jobs to New South Wales.
It'll certainly raise the sale of alcohol, which will improve the alcohol taxes. Oh, hang on, that goes to
the federal government.
Federal government, doesn't it? Yeah, so the V8 supercars are going
on
to
the
have
other
their,
hand,
yes?
Holden V Ford. Oh, yeah, and how boring is that?
I know.
Can't they throw in a Mitsubishi or a Toyota?
Round and round and round thing.
No. So anyway, I will at some point. So anyway, here's a theory, right? Okay. Homebush is a good place to put it at. A, it's nowhere near me.
Yep.
And B, there's public transport.
Mm, that's true.
See,
but
may I
suggest something else?
Yep.
New Zealand also satisfies the same criteria.
The Tasman.
Eastern Creek, where there's already a king track.
Yeah, but no one goes there because, let's be honest, people who like V8 cars have small cocks and are yobs.
True.
Okay.
They also have
cars. The ones you've measured. They wouldn't actually catch a public train or public transport if you paid them. They'd drive out there.
You're right, because they'd want to park their cars in the car park with the bonnet up. Oh, look at this
one. And with a Barbie on the back.
Apart from the obvious stupidity of this decision.
Yes.
I'll also throw out a few other reasons why this is a mind-numbingly stupid decision.
Go for it.
This is going to be the season closer.
Oh, nice.
Right?
So, in other words, it's either going to be
locked in for 5 years.
It's going to be a damp squib or once in 5 years really, really exciting.
Exactly. Now, I don't think any racetrack in the entire world has ever guaranteed that it will be an exciting track by the time it is built and raced on. You never know until you race on it.
Yes.
Until
whether
someone
it's going
dies.
To be an exciting race. Yet, it is already locked in
as
the final race. Secondly, we already have a racetrack in Sydney.
We do.
It's called Eastern Creek.
Yep.
It's not suited for the V8s, but you could upgrade it for the V8s.
Yep.
The problem is that track has lots of other motor racing as well.
Yep.
The one in Homebush is only going to be used once.
But the great thing about Eastern Creek was also paid for with New South Wales taxpayers' dollars.
Yes, of which we haven't had the return that we were promised.
No, because we lost the MotoGP to Phillip Island.
Yes, and now it's full of diseased horses, but we won't go through
that. No, we won't.
So,
I don't think you should talk about Reba Ma like that, really.
Oh, I've got a Reba story for you. The
Reba.
I'll show you anyway. The other thing is, what was I saying?
At this point, Richard takes out his iPhone and a tape measure. He's a smaller than Pete.
My iPhone look big in this.
Nonetheless, that makes it better.
Every
now,
time.
On the other hand, you are missing.
This is what I saw in the mountains this weekend.
Well, I can't see what that is.
I can't see. It says Reba. And a toilet.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's the Reba toilet.
Ah, so it's like Reba as in the toilet.
Nice.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the sound check before, by the way. That sounded brilliant. Now, interestingly enough, gentlemen, interestingly enough, you are missing the untapped potential that this will bring to Sydney. Oh, no, they don't go that fast.
All right. Now, what I think is really important, and I agree with you, Abe, before you finish.
Yeah, you know why? Yeah. Can't you see it now? Do you remember during the Olympics, out there at Homebush, they had massive
throngs,
fields,
massive honkers,
fields of flowers in the shapes of world flags, yeah. And yes. Events. They'll have massive Holden logos.
Nice.
And they'll spend all year growing them.
Nice. They'll pay at least five people a yearly salary to be the arborist.
That's right. And the thing that's really, really great about this, after the racing is done, they'll have to pay at least 30 people to clean up all the rubbish these yobs have left behind because they don't know how to behave in public.
I can't wait to see how 100,000 yobs completely trash Homebush.
Nice.
Well, at least you know...
No, you can't. You just go there every weekend for the football.
Yeah, right.
But at least you know that the Ugg boots are soft-soled, so they won't crush the grass too much.
But I think the argument... Yes,
I was going to say... before I finish it up, because we're running out of time.
What I think is really important is I'm really looking forward to the V8 supercar race, though, because, you know, I don't think anything better of watching people like Alan Moffat and
Peter Brockie
and all those great Aussies go around the track. You know,
it's great, isn't it? Yeah.
Because you know what? They're the legends of V8, you know what? That's all. That's who races, isn't it?
They do. There's a couple of new guys.
Brockie still races, doesn't he?
Pete, there are a couple of new guys, though. Yeah. There's a couple of new guys. There's
Dick Johnson. Yeah. How about Colin Bond? I like Colin Bond. He's a good young driver. He's a good young driver. I like him.
Nothing says a spectacular like 24 cars that are absolutely identical in every way, shape, and form going around a track. I really don't give a shit either.
Is that So there we go this
week,
only 3 weeks down.
Yep.
Nathan's great big achievement is to throw $30 million into a car race, which is apparently going to give us $100 million back over the next 5 years. But if the World Youth Day was anything to go on, that's a big bunch of porkies as well, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, yeah.
So it could just be an excuse to have a whole lot of people visit the brothels.
In Homebush?
Just generally.
Yeah.
What
sort of horse would you get from Homebush?
I don't know.
Ones who were...
Oh my god.
Well, they wouldn't have to take their Ugg boots off.
And now...
AK 47.
No, I haven't finished.
Absolutely positively.
I finished you. I haven't finished. I didn't do last week.
No substitutes.
I demand more airtime. This is the best one. Last week.
Yes.
Last week.
You said that was the end.
No, I didn't. No, he said that. He's the moron. Never listen to him. He's always wrong. Last week, Nathan Rees
stabbed me with his finger.
Nathan
Rees only his finger.
Great achievement last week of giving it a red hot go.
Yep.
Is he's going to give $5 million to find out if the big cat exists.
That's right.
There's a big cat impersonating Bigfoot, apparently, if you believe the stories, roaming through the Hills District, eating small children, not that any have been eaten, but apparently eating small children, and roughing up politicians. And apparently we're going to give a whole bunch of $1 million to find if it exists.
I can solve the problem. It's Alan Cadman.
He's Alan Cadman.
See, there we go. See, it was to me, it's a great line. It's the debunked or the defrocked member for Borkham Hills, who was taken who's had his seat taken over in a party political brawl by the right wing Übungruppenführer von Alex Hawke. See. Now I've explained the joke, it still isn't fucking funny.
Now, here's my line. Can I put my line? Is this a tag, or are we keeping on going?
So, they're going to find out if there's a big cat. Now, this is the tag.
Here's my line. Okay,
your
here's my line.
Is up.
We all know... Am I hitting the sting thing, or are you keeping on going?
No, yeah. I'm quite happy for you.
Okay.
If it's funny...
Me.
I mean, you could say...
We all know there's only one fat cat in New South Wales. It's Barry O'Farrell, and he's really just a big pussy.
A walk in the Black Forest.
Better than mine.
Who?
Who?
I'm going home.
Now, just to finish up tonight...
No, I didn't get to explain any of that to our international listeners, thanks to you, Pete.
Oh, yeah, yes, but we lacked context. I hate lacking context.
But you know what? It just makes the thing sound almost absurd as comedy.
So come on, tell me the latest from Borgham Hills.
Now, this is actually, if there is a Borgham Hills in Austria, then I'll be telling you about that. Is that okay? This is the Austrian election, which of course happened last weekend. And surprise, surprise, Austria, for the second time in the last 10 years, and probably about the fourth time in the last century or so, has gone right wing.
You can talk over it, you dildo.
I was just enjoying that, actually.
Are they biscuits? Snapping biscuits?
Yeah, they are.
Nice.
What's now, that to do with Austria?
I have no idea. Maybe that's where Arnott's now make their sales.
All right, yeah.
Anyway, they're not
in time. They're not German.
No, they're Austrian.
Yeah, there we go.
They can't be Austrian either.
And they're definitely not Swiss, because they would be in time.
They're probably Australian.
The Australians would actually be out of time and very heavy.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing here is that...
Oh, so much for that sound effect.
I reckon they're Americans.
Two right-wing parties...
Not like the Marines or the Rangers. They'd be their normal reservists.
They'd not be Russians.
Two right-wing parties in the September 28th election took an 18% and a 10% increase in... 7% increase in their votes. That was the Freedom Party of Austria.
I said freedom from what?
And the
freedom
alliance
from being locked in a dungeon
in a packing box. And
it's
alliance
not being locked in the packing box that's the problem.
And the Alliance for the Freedom of Austria. Now, just to give you a bit of a rundown about these the policies of these fairly inclusive parties. the Freedom Party of Austria, which is helmed by a gentleman whose name eludes me for this very second, Jörg Haider. No, sorry. Heinz Christian Strache.
Wait a minute, wasn't he...
Didn't he fairy tales? Did he write fairy tales?
I think he did, yes.
I thought he was shot down over the...
the water.
Oh, yes, he wrote a book. He wrote a book.
Now the...
old Tin Legs Jubenstruber.
Now, the Freedom Party of Austria has five very, I think, inclusive... And five again, like I have five very inclusive policies that actually make them, I think, a party of the people.
So, hold on. Yep. Visual gag.
Yep.
One.
Yeah, one. Thank you. No accession.
Go to the next one.
No.
Two.
No accession of Turkey into the EU, because they don't like the Turks.
Wait a minute, the Turks were on their side.
No intrusion of EU policy into Austria. No increase of Austrian contribution to the EU.
Right.
Restrict Austrian citizenship laws to only allow Austrians to become Austrian citizens.
Well, aren't they already Austrian citizens?
No.
Isn't the definition of Austrian being an Austrian citizen?
Yeah.
But then, for example, you might be British and have lived in Austria for 3 years, so therefore they're not going to let you become an Austrian citizen. They're cutting back on other people
becoming...
That was a given,
because you're not... Austrian.
Yeah,
and a significant reduction in the immigration of non-white people to Austria.
So I wonder where Pauline Hanson had gone.
Mm. Yes.
Is a red-headed woman running away? Incidentally, dude, that's very interesting you say that, because wasn't the EU based on the idea of the One Europe, which the Nazis came up with?
A little bit, that's very true.
Fourth Reich, really.
But in a little bit more, shall we say, you know...
French way.
Now, the Alliance for the Freedom of Austria, which describes itself as ideology frei, aber Zukunft orientiert und verbest, which basically translates as free from ideology, but forward-looking and conscious of traditional values.
And may I say, Pete, with your recent sojourn to
Germany?
Europe, your Germans improved immensely.
So really what this...
Thanks, I appreciate it. No worries, mate.
Yeah. What they're really saying there is we have no new ideas, so let's stick to some old ones. Is that correct?
That's very true. Mm. Now, this is their...
At least they save on printing.
I'll pick their five. They want a Europe of nation states.
Yes.
Okay.
Which they currently have.
Right.
They want to... what's the other ones here? Oh, yes. They also don't like the Turks.
Mm-hmm. A lot of that going around.
A fair and strict law on asylum seeking. Now, well, that sounds vaguely familiar.
Does it not? Just the seeking. Not the giving.
Oh, just as a byline. Did you watch the Obama-McCain debate? And there were some interesting things that I think... I have a sneaking suspicion that Obama spent some time watching the K-Rudd 07 campaign.
Oh, really?
Because he mentioned things like, you know, broadband access for all.
Mm. Yes, he did.
He did. And then he mentioned stuff about... What was the other one?
He didn't mention working families.
He did. Yes, he did. He said working families.
Did he?
Yes. That was the other one. There was a third one as well, which he talked about was...
I was a bit annoyed that he focused on the middle class. That gets me.
I think that isn't that the whole American aspirational thing, all being the middle class?
No, but the big giveaway was when he thanked the ACTU. I think that was pretty much it. I'm pretty sure... Yeah.
And when he mentioned the education revolution.
Yes.
But no, he talked about three or four things, and you could clearly see that his advisors have watched, perhaps in some small way, the Rudd campaign. Because it was a successful...
Do you know why? Because he's Captain Planet.
He is Captain Planet.
Captain Kevin Planet.
And of course, the final part of this is the Alliance for the Freedom of Austria was that they would like to, in some form of organised school or youth group, have compulsory German lessons for all children of immigrants.
I didn't think they were having immigrants.
Different group, dude.
Different group here. So there we go. These parties both had
a different group and fewer. I'm just
going to say that too.
These two parties, which was, of course, the Freiheitliche Partei Österreich and the List Jörg Haider, both had a 7% increase in votes and now actually have...
What are those names again, Pete?
The Freiheitliche Partei Österreich.
Yep.
And List Jörg Haider.
Yeah, good work. Yeah.
Ah, thank you. They now control the balance of power in Austria, which is really fucking scary. This is now the third country that's gone right wing in the last 2 years, if you count Angela Merkel in Germany and you count the Dutch government.
Who would count the
Dutch? Italians?
The Italians are fairly right wing with Silvio
Mussolini's
Berlusconi.
Well, Mussolini's in the parliament.
And of course, you also count the fact that Nicolas Sarkozy is right wing as well.
Well, he's got Carla Bruni on the other side, so you know.
And you're going to see the Democrats. Nice. You're going to see the. Oh, please.
Abe's been wanting us to play the iPhone ringtone.
Do I have to do mine? Off. Oh, no.
I'll have to do mine. All right. I don't remember how to do them. Oh, nice. That's good. I'm going to run out of time, aren't I?
Yes.
Have I got another verse?
Can we do some content? Or we just
I've got some verse. No, we're just going to play iPhones.
All right.
I got to find my ringtones now.
You know...
Come on.
Oh, never mind.
Ringtones.
Pete's broken his phone already. Can I just say, incidentally, while these two wank on, the United States, the Pentagon, has formed what's called AFRICOM. AFRICOM is the new military. What the hell is that?
It's a French song.
The new,
I don't want you to build that school near my house.
It's a new military command that looks after Africa, and hopefully we'll look into that a bit next week, because it's actually really interesting. With the Americas losing in the Middle East, it looks like there's going to start to pick up in Africa.
The forefront.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
This has been Walkback Forest, hoping for further right-wing governments
Send us an email
throughout Europe.
Walkbackforest.org.
Thanks, Ryan. And Abe does stand up at walkbackforest.org.
Idiots.